The community forum Wednesday night in Hudson Falls was held directly after a Narcan training session. The drug is administered to reverse a heroin or opioid overdose. The Hometown versus Heroin Forum was moderated by Washington County District Attorney Tony Jordan.
This challenge knows no bounds. I mean, I think the statistics show and support that it is a suburban, rural epidemic.
Jordan said that in recent years, Washington County and the region have seen a rise in cases involving fentanyl, a synthetic opioid. He said the drug is often pressed into pills resembling prescription painkillers, but can be many times more potent and lethal. As law enforcement does its work, Jordan said it's important for individuals to know about the realities of the situation and keep an open dialogue about an epidemic that does not discriminate.
It's not going to get any better unless and until these discussions become mainstream and part of the public conscience everywhere.
Corrine Montani, a Lake George mother, told the story of her family's struggle with addiction. Montani lost her son to opioid addiction. She discussed how she had initially failed to recognize new behaviors in her son, like drinking and a change in friends, as an early sign of drug use.
I think the important thing is getting out there, talking to people that are going through it, not allowing yourself to get isolated, because then the only story you're hearing is the story your kids are telling you, and that's the story they want you to hear. So it doesn't allow you perhaps to take the actions that you should be taking.
Montani's daughter, Ashley Bellevue, also urged family members to have conversations about addiction, mental health issues, and thoughts of suicide. In addition to losing her brother, Bellevue's older sister also battled addiction. Bellevue said her family's experiences led her to find answers. She now works as an intake coordinator at Baywood Center, an addiction treatment center.
I had to find some way to try and deal with this addiction that was around me, and for me it was finding education and learning about it. And so learning about my personal experiences and then being able to identify that and help others, because no other family should have to go through what we've been through. And if I could prevent one more family member from not feeling my pain, then I'm going to.
The longest story of the night came from Ashley Livingston, a person in recovery. Now 29, Livingston elicited tears and applause from the audience as she described her graduation from painkillers to heroin, multiple stints in jail, detox, relapse, and recovery. She's been sober for 4 years and now works as a recovery advocate. Livingston explained why she shares her story as often as she can.
It's my experience, strength, and hope. So that's what I like to share. And the experience, you know, it can take a while because it doesn't. I also want people to know that just because somebody falls down doesn't mean they won't get back up and fight just as hard. Because I did, and I will continue to fight.
Reporting from Hudson Falls for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.